Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of An Unexpected Podcast is brought to you by the powers beyond darkness. Thank you for being at work in this world.
Hello, friends, and welcome to An Unexpected Podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And we're talking Rings of Power.
Hello! We're coming to you from the Shire of America, the beautiful state of Ohio, in a little village called Amanda via a Gondorian horn, and in the North Farthing, of course, in Grandoff's Prad.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. It's go time, people.
As I want to start off with a reading. Is that cool?
Please do. Yes.
We are a book club, so I thought it'd be fitting if we dove right into. Now, this isn't Tolkien who wrote this, but I think the spirit embodied in what I'm about to read you is the same.
Okay.
It's the same.
I'm down.
All right. The following is taken from Ishmael Cruz Cordova's Instagram account. You can find it there, and it's an excerpt from the recent Time article that features the show as well as some of the cast. Cordova is an ideal choice for a warrior elf named Arondir, the first person of color to portray one of J.R.R. Tolkien's elves on screen. He grew up in a small mountain town in Puerto Rico and harbored a childhood dream of playing an elf. I didn't see myself represented, and when I said, I want to be an elf, people said, elves don't look like you, he says. When I heard about the character on the show, it felt like a mission. Cordova was initially rejected for the role several times, but the actor auditioned again and again over 7 months. For Cordova, this show was the culmination of a lifetime of fandom and years worth of work. To win the part, to fulfill a childhood fantasy of playing an elf, to embody for a new generation so much of what had shaped him growing up in his own faraway mountain town. As he prepared for the emotional scene, everything fell away. All that was left behind was his face stained with, you guessed it, fresh tears. Middle-earth is real. Then there are the real-life trolls who take issue with the fact that Cordova, a black Puerto Rican man, is playing an elf, and he truly doesn't and can't give energy to that. I'm doing this for every person who has struggled to find themselves represented, heard, and accounted for. You're all my people, and you belong. Honored to be taking you all in my heart on this journey.
Oh, boy.
Man, first of all,
wow.
I mean, just in response to that, I read that and I felt so inspired. I felt enlightened, honestly.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I really did. I felt so enlightened. So many of those things we didn't know. First of all, the fact that, I'm with kids all the time, right? I teach in elementary. Mm-hmm, and I know that sometimes kids can be so much kinder than adults, and they can also be outwardly, like, just blatantly somewhat crueler than adults sometimes. Like, it's just the nature of kids. But the fact that as a little boy, Ishmael was playing, and like all of us who love Middle Earth, pretending to be a character, and that you know, someone else said, like, you're not what an elf looks like. You can't be an elf.
Yeah.
The fact that he had that experience, man, is just so, I guess you could say unfortunate, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is unfortunate that things like that happen.
Yeah.
But would he be a Rondir if it didn't happen? Like, would he have been as inspired,
yeah,
or had the tenacity to audition, another thing we didn't know, several times and get rejected several times and take and pursue this role for 7 months. As this is the stuff that I look to that we never heard of, that we didn't get before because everything was kept so under wraps that now that the show is coming to us and it's going to be here and we're going to experience it, we're going to get all of these beautiful behind the scenes stories, all these inspirational, true real life stories that in the same way we got with the appendices for the original trilogy and for the Hobbit trilogy. And so,
yeah,
what an amazing, and then to think about like, dude, like tears coming down his face, realizing that he achieved this dream, and the quote that Middle Earth is real.
Wow, man.
And like, I just can't wait. And how many of these actors and actresses are going to have similar stories?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just another realm and facet for us to get amped up and ready to go for the show.
Yeah, I really am glad you read that. I honestly am really, really happy because I did not see that. I've been kind of, we were talking before the show, like just trying to get through some of all of the everything that's out there.
Yep.
So hearing that is good because we were all like from the get-go, we were inspired. I was like, this guy looks cool. Right.
Yep.
I mean, I've seen him in different things. I was excited about who and what he was going to play, whatever. And we were speculating all over the place. Right.
Yeah.
So it just feels so, because we were like, he's a great actor. He's a great actor.
Yes.
And he wants to be he earned his way in here. So
I didn't know he wanted to be in the show that bad. You know what I mean? Like to find that out too. Like, how could you not get amped for that? I mean, that's like.
Yeah, that's something.
Lifelong dream, wasn't chosen, then wasn't chosen again, then wasn't given the chance again, and continued to, like, say, no, this is my destiny, man. Like, and by my decision, I will make it real.
Yeah, it just kind of makes you go, like, I mean, honestly, a lot of people will, like, assume, well, that, you know, that they wanted these, you know, we talked about diversity, right? They wanted a more diverse cast, so therefore they went out and did X, Y, and Z. And it's like, this guy came out 7 times and worked his butt off. So, you know, I think there's a misconception out there that people are,
absolutely,
oh, we're just giving away roles or whatever. Like, come on. That's not, I mean, this is,
so ridiculous.
Go watch it. It's going to be amazing. I mean, we're not ready.
Trolls,
we're not ready
for
what's
no.
Yeah.
Mm. No, we're not. And we were talking about that. Like perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about, but go check out the Instagram. We even posted it on our Instagram. Just go live there for the next like 10 days. Cause so they saved it all up. And the cool thing too, all these TV spots and promos and little mini behind the scenes stuff and short featurettes of like characters and also races and cultures in Middle Earth.
Right.
Are just being dropped left and right every day. We're getting different trailers. We're getting trailers that have additional scenes or quotes or shots or whatever. And the thing that I love too, and you shouldn't expect anything else, but like the production value of the cutaways to the actors talking and the when their voiceover continues on to scenes and things like that and the transition in between, it's all done so well. It's so aesthetic. It is an absolute pleasure. I hope they do release like an appendices that comes out with this where we get, I mean, I don't know if they recorded that much stuff or you know, if they created had that same kind of vision that Peter Jackson had of an extended behind the scenes look at the show, but there's an audience for it like already built in because we've come to expect that. So my suspicion is that maybe that's what this is kind of part of. Now, they're not just TV promos. They're kind of like a part of that extended appendices that we'll get with the show. But, you know, it just, even if it's not, like those little short clips they're releasing are enough to get you excited to hear the actors talking about their characters or their Middle Earth culture they represent or aspects of the story that will be good to move us forward as well as to like eventually go back and watch and get little extra bits there as well. It's incredible, dude. Like it's just, I am so fired up. Everything that if this was their plan, it's working for us, you know.
It's working, man. It is working.
Yeah.
Like you said, so you keep sending these over to me on Instagram, like the reels and stuff. And I'm at work. I look at one and I'm just like, there's a reason I've been leaving a little bit late this week, you know, it's because I'm like checking out some of this content. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I was just downstairs before we started and I was like talking to Lottie, showing her some stuff. I'm like, this show is going to be so good. When you see the regional things, it's just flat out amazing. So, I mean, for example, you read that quote. And Charles Edwards, who is playing Celebrimbor.
Yeah, Celebrimbor, right? Yeah.
He came out and his quote was, "My auditions were grueling. For 7 days and seven nights, I worked in a forge until my biceps were show ready." And I mean, they're putting these guys through like some tough stuff. Payne and McKay are not messing around, man. I was, you know.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. Not only did I forge my role, but I forged my body.
Yeah, oh my gosh, man.
I hammered away at the bits. Yeah.
But in all seriousness though, there's a lot more. If you haven't seen it yet on their social media, go check it out. All of the dialogue, you know, about these different characters. It's just so cool to see it and to understand the regions and where we're going. Elendil and stuff. I mean, just
oh man.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, and then I'm so excited for Isildur too. Anyway, we have more to talk about.
Yeah,
Of course, Ez and I set out to make a really short just episode. All we really wanted to do this episode is what we're about to do. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we can get it done. So anyway, we are getting excited for the show. We're moving towards the show very soon. What is it? Like 10 days from now? 11 days? Something like that.
Yeah.
They actually just had the premiere. Red carpet event in Los Angeles last night.
Right.
We're recording on a Wednesday, so on Tuesday night, the 16th of August is when they had like this big premiere. It was so cool to see red carpet stuff, actors and actresses signing autographs. You know, there was Bear McCreary, you know, or Beorn himself, you know, out there on the red carpet showing off his guns and his hair, and maybe he's Celebrimbor. We don't really know, but you know, so just really, really cool to see that, and makes it more real, I think, and also gives it kind of like that cinematic nod, right? Like, this is a show, but, you know, we know the history is in film, and this is what you do for premiere films, is you have red carpet events and premieres. So
yeah.
As that's coming closer, we wanted to kind of release and amp up our Rings of Power reaction episode format. So we are going to have four segments. And we're going to split it up in a way that we hope will keep people that will act as a reaction, and then also as like a reflection episode, and then also as a like build up and anticipation episode.
We got it all, baby.
So each episode is going to contain four segments. These four segments are going to be the Rings Recap, the Circle, the Hobbit Hotline, peeking into the Palantir. Okay. So the Rings Recap is going to be Ez and I are going to watch the show at the same time. We're going to let it settle for about 15-20 minutes. We're going to call each other and we're just going to give our immediate visceral reactions. We're going to talk about things that we loved, more things that we loved, and then more things that we loved, and then if we can even imagine a critique, we might spit that out. But maybe. I'm probably going to be in so much
listen
awe
real
that,
close
like,
yeah
yeah it's just it's gonna be maybe I don't know that there wasn't enough intimacy coordinated or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. So that'll be our reaction. The next segment will be the Circle. Okay. Now the Circle is going to be a time where we have a couple of our friends that we've planned and contacted call in and give their reaction to the episode. So we'll get to hear from people. They've probably been on episodes in the past. I think a lot of them have.
Right. A lot. Yep.
And it will just be a cool way for us to geek out with people that we've known for a long time or people that we've met on our journey in this podcast.
Yep.
And the title of that segment is on purpose, The Circle, right? And really it's just it's an acknowledgement that, you know, there is no inner circle. There is no outer circle. That this podcast is just that. It is a circle where there are no levels. There are no – you know, we're not better than anybody. No one else is worse than anybody else. Like, this is a place where you come to Middle Earth, you feel welcomed. There's no judgment. There's no animosity. It's open to everyone.
Hey, I want to jump in on that just real quick because we're going to come to something here in a second that's important. So it's important for you to, I think, hear this now that, you know, Lane and I are teachers. Like, our spirit is pretty much like, there's not a bad question out there. We don't we're hobbits. We've said that from the beginning. We don't know everything. We're not gatekeepers.
Right.
None of that.
No.
Like, you want to come in and critique it fair. You want to be whatever.
Yes.
Like, we just want to hear your guys' thoughts. And you know, we're very open. We want to kind of listen and talk. So that's coming up here in a second. But like our friends and people, as you said, who come from different, you know, backgrounds and stuff, any of them who are coming on, they already know. And I want anyone else out there to kind of know as well. Landon Art is easy going. Real easy going. Yes. Would love to just to chat. And, you know, I know we get a little crazy on here and you guys can't tell whether we like each other or not, but you know what I mean? It's like,
keep gotta, guessing, baby.
Some
keep
point we guessing. gotta, I guess, like, you know, let them in on the secret there.
On the ruse. So, yeah. Well, the other thing too, like, you know, for example, I had totally forgotten because, you know, this is not the, like, the era that I swim in. So I have questions all the time. So like, if we're having questions, we also want you to know that, like, it's okay for you to have questions. Like when the featurette with Morpheus Clark, she's talking about her character being in mourning, having lost her brother, Finn, her brother. And I was like, wait a minute, who was Galadriel's brother?
I said the same thing.
I had forgotten.
Me too.
I went back and I'm like, oh, yes, yeah, Finrod.
Yeah.
Finrod, who I've heard acknowledged and I've heard brought up in some of the old tales that I've read.
Right.
But, you know, I'm like, I forgot that he, and, you know, kind of a big deal. So that's cool that they're, you know, going to explore that and like how his death has an impact on her, and something that probably is not really fleshed out very much in Tolkien's writings, but something that would affect Galadriel as a character. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So questions, I have questions left and right. And so you have them too. We're just letting you, we're letting you know. It's okay. It's actually what makes it interesting.
If you mispronounce the names like Ez does, you're just right at home. All right. So, Brandir and Valamir and all these other guys.
Baragon
was a great one. I'll never live that one down.
Baragon is
Baragon coming up in here.
Oh shoot. All right. So those are the first two segments. As you can see, we're getting like wider and wider. Just me and Ez, then the circle. All right.
Yep.
Then we have something. We're so excited for this. We are so amped. This is something we've wanted to do for a long, long time, and we just feel like it's time. And I'm sure maybe after people hear this that other Lord of the Rings Middle Earth podcasts might do this, but to our knowledge, this hasn't been done before. And
we feel
like this is the time. We want to be a sounding board for Middle Earth. We want to provide real reactions from fans of the show and from uppers. And so we are going to introduce the Hobbit Hotline.
Let's
so you're
go.
Gonna give us a ring, and the show is open for anyone to call in.
Yep.
We're gonna set this up. We'll talk about how we're gonna split this episode up in terms of recording, but that's gonna be open to anyone. We're actually posting the number in this episode.
It's the title. It is the
it's
title.
It's the title of the episode.
And I give it to you right now, so you can call us at 740-263-7473. All right. I've always wanted to do this. That's 240-263. What if I messed it up? I'm over here fumbling around. 740-263-7473.
That's 740-263-RING. Okay.
Right.
It's not ring. It's
always
ring.
Like,
That would be sick. No,
son
it's not.
Of a gun.
Yeah, well, you know, just don't call ring, call what Ez said.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The cool thing is it's gonna be open to anyone. So the format will be you wanna call in. Call in. We're going to try to have some kind of like holding or screening process just so that like we're not having people wait a long time. But pop in 2 or 3 minutes. We get to interact and talk and chat, and then we'll go on to the next caller. And hopefully we have tons of you calling in, because honestly, we want to hear your reactions. We want to hear your critiques.
Yeah,
we want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear what's got you jazzed, like who's our characters you're relating to, anything you want to say, as long as it's positive and we're not, you know, disparaging anybody. We said, what do we say? Critiques, but not or criticisms, but not negativity.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
So,
anything that you want to bring, we would love to hear. I mean, it could be from any angle and it can be from anybody. So, the Hobbit Hotline, we're really excited about, going to be amazing. And then our fourth segment is just going to be peeking into the Palantir, something we're bringing back. So we will, by the time we record this part of the episode, Ez and I will have had a couple days, and all of us really, we'll have had a couple days to think about the episode, try to make some predictions on where it's going. I mean, I don't know if they're going to continue to tease stuff every week in terms of episodes upcoming.
Yeah.
But we'll kind of be able to think about what are bold or ridiculous predictions that we can make, like what's the first butt cheek we're going to see, you know, I mean, stuff like in good fun. And then also maybe some serious ones too, because this is the cool thing that this show is going to do. It's going to drive us all deeper into that second age. It's going to have us looking all over Akalabeth and into the appendices and mm-hmm. all these source texts, and also just trying to think, you know, what would they do as show creators? Like, what kind of predictions? Because that's the fun part. It's the water cooler aspect of TV shows, and that's why it's fun and exciting that they're doing this on a weekly basis and not just a big dump, because really it's going to be an experience. It's going to be a 2-month experience for us to just, you know, whereas a movie lasts 2 hours or, you know, 4 hours in terms of Middle Earth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 2 months of just it truly is a season. Like, you have seasons of sports, right? You got football season, you got basketball season, baseball season, sportball season, right? And you've got Middle Earth season coming up. And so, yeah, so we'll have some predictions that we'll be able to make. So the way we're going to split this up, just so that people know when episodes are going to be dropping, really, and so you know when to call into the Hobbit Hotline. So like we said, we wanted to have an episode that was more of a reflection, and then one that was more – or a reaction and reflection, and one episode that was more of a preview or a build-up or an anticipation of the next episode. So on the first episode – the first two episodes are dropping, by the way, if you didn't know this. The first two episodes are dropping at the same time. This is in all of the large amount of information they've been like blasting us with, that mm-hmm. was dropped in there, that the first two episodes are coming out on not even Friday, September 2nd. They're coming out on Thursday, September 1st at what time, Ez?
It'll be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So
9 p.m.
East Coast, and there, if you're in the Eastern, you know, time zone, 9 o'clock.
9 p.m. on Thursday night. So the night before, we were anticipating getting the first episode, which, you know, September 2nd. So Ez saw this, we've been talking about this for like about a week. Ez saw this mm-hmm. somewhere, and it was just kind of rumored at first, but this is confirmed, right?
One day ago, they basically came out and said that, you know, that this is the thing, what we're going to have September 1st. And what they said, it makes a lot of sense. It's like, for fairness and for spoilers and stuff, because there's a lot of content being dropped that day, that it's like, you know, for certain places around the world, it's going to be like, you know, 2 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the UK, right? So everyone will get it at exactly the same time. So 9 o'clock is going to hit for me here. And, you know, for if you're in the West Coast, it's going to be 6, right? It's going to be 6 o'clock, and you're going to get to watch that, and we're all going to get to, like a worldwide, like, watch at the same time. So I will actually be live on YouTube, and you guys can, like, Lane's going to call me after the show and everything. It's just, like, all right there, raw. So we'll edit that up nice and pretty for the podcast, but if you want to see some absolute craziness go down, that's going to be over on the on the YouTube. But, yeah, so that's Thursday, September 1st, 9 p.m., and then just, you know, kind of check that. As Lane said, 2 episodes, but that is pretty well confirmed. I mean, tons of news outlets came out and said that yesterday.
Yeah. So okay. So and that, I'm just looking at a calendar here. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. We're recording this on Wednesday, August 17th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. So
right.
Yeah. It's go time now, ladies and gents.
Also as we move forward, so then it's going to be will be on, for me, for example, it will be on Fridays at 12 a.m. or Thursday midnight. Going forward, it won't be that it kind of moves forward 3 hours, I guess, if you will. So
yes,
we're that makes sense.
So our very first reaction episode we will record on Thursday night, and we will try to drop on Friday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Friday, September 2nd. So that will be there. If you don't want any spoilers, if you don't want it early, that early, that's fine. It'll be there all weekend.
Yeah, whatever
right?
you need it. Yep.
Right. So so the first reaction episode will be recorded on Thursday, dropped on Friday. The rest of them will be recorded on Fridays after we've watched the show Friday evening, Friday night, and dropped on Saturday. So you'll have a nice weekend podcast, right? Mm-hmm. After you have watched the episode, if you want to come hear what Ez and I thought of the episode and what the Circle is thinking of the episode, that'll be a nice little treat, okay?
Yeah.
And that's all to get you amped up for Monday nights. So Monday nights.
Hey friends, just a quick little post-production edit here. We want to make a quick correction. The first Hobbit Hotline will be September 6th. That's a Tuesday after Labor Day. Ez will be in the air traveling back from a wedding. So September 6th, Tuesday, will be the first one. Each of the following Hobbit Hotlines will be on Monday. So when you hear us say every Monday, we mean every Monday except for the first Monday, okay, which is actually a Tuesday, if that makes sense. All of this will be in the description with dates, with times, Eastern Standard Time Zone. So after the first week's Hobbit Hotline, every other week, we're going to do it on Mondays. Mondays, 8:30 to 10:30, probably go to 11. So again, the first one will be on Tuesday, but after that, on Monday. Just want to clarify, we can't wait to see you there. Now back to the episode.
You know, here's the thing. Here was our thinking behind this. Originally, we thought about recording the whole thing in one go. And A, we were like, we're going to kill ourselves because that's like 4 or 5 hours going into the wee hours of the morning. And we still have to work on Friday. And most people have to work on Friday. And so we thought like, okay, let's do this in two chunks. Let's split up the kind of the more coordinated reactions in to record right after the episode. And then let's give everyone time. Cause that's the other thing. If you're not watching it right at the beginning, you can't call into the Hobbit Hotline.
Yeah, for sure.
What would you be reacting on? It's stupid, and it's kind of dumb to think that it could even work that way. We were just like so amped that we were like, hey, let's go. And I was like, let's do it all at once.
Let's do it right now.
And then we thought about it more, and it's like, we can't do it all at once. No one would call in, and then we're just talking to each other on the Hobbit Hotline. No, thank you.
Which might happen.
We hate that, don't we?
Yeah.
It might happen anyway.
If it happens, you know, okay. Well, but, you know, we honestly want to hear from you guys. Like, I would love for you to reach out. I don't care, you know, where you're at, whatever. I mean, there'll be people like on YouTube too. You can leave comments, whatever. We're going to be live.
Heck yeah. So Monday nights, we figure if you're going to be watching this show every week, you probably by the time Monday night rolls around, you'll have had all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday to watch this show. If you're keeping up with it week by week, you're going to have watched it by Monday night. And you will have had probably some time to either rewatch it or get your thoughts together and think about what you want to call in and say. And so the Hobbit Hotline is going to be every Monday night following a show from 8:30 to 11. No.
Yeah.
8:30 to 10:30. Sorry. 8:30 to 10:30. And we talked about this too. If we start getting calls at like 10:15, we'll keep going. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's not a problem, like we want people to call in. We want to have interaction. We want to hear everyone's takes. So that'll be recorded on Monday nights. And then after that or before that, depending on how busy the Hobbit Hotline is, we will record our Peek into the Palantir predictions. So we'll have had a little bit of time to, Ez and I, you know, to watch the episode again, to do some digging into the related Tolkien texts and maybe think about what could happen next. Talking to our friends, you know, you guys, seeing what you're thinking too, and making predictions that way. You know, you guys, you always have such good ideas. Like uppers, when they illuminate us to things, it's like, wow. Okay.
Yep.
And, so hearing from you guys as well, we'll inform that. And then after that's recorded on Monday night, we'll drop that on a Tuesday. So you'll have a weekend podcast, and then you'll have like a midweek podcast to, slake your lust during this season of Middle Earth. And we're going to keep this up for 8 weeks, 10 weeks, however long the show is out. I think I've got it tentatively planned, especially like our circle, getting our circle guests, planned in for dates. I've heard back from 16 or 17 people, by the way.
Let's go.
That's pretty awesome. So we have 16, 17 friends who are set, locked in, ready to go for the circle. So that is very, very exciting. And it's such a wide group of people, and they're going to bring really different and exciting perspectives. And I'm trying to pair them in ways that is like will be interesting for us to, you know, because some of them know each other, some of them don't know each other.
Yeah,
Of their personalities are similar, and some of them I don't even necessarily know their personalities. So it'll be so cool to see.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
Some of them were meeting for the first time, which is really exciting. So anyway, we'll have. I don't even remember where was I going.
Yeah,
I'm having a Butterbur moment.
Yeah, oh, he's back. He's back, baby.
Back, baby.
Oh, Hollywood's bleeding, baby. Oh my God.
That's supposed to send Gandalf a letter. I don't know. Or was that the Hobbits? Who knows?
Oh my gosh. No, so you were just basically saying that we got everything kind of mapped out for like those 8 weeks, and we're going to be doing this for.
Yes.
I think,
thank you.
Do we know that it's 8 or 10? Is it 8?
I don't know. I have not heard a number yet. So that's what I was saying. I've got it scheduled out for 10 weeks. or okay. 10 episodes. So if we find out that there's going to be only 8, we'll pivot our schedule and we'll triple up or double up on our friends that we have for the circle. And we'll make sure maybe that we even extend our Hobbit hotline time if people are calling in more. Yep. And so that's it. That's the format for the show. It's going to be super exciting. We are just honestly, we want to give our reaction, but mostly we just kind of want to like hear from our friends. Really? Yeah. We want to hear from uppers that we've never met before. We want to hear from people who might not even listen to this podcast, who just think there's a Hobbit hotline. I want to give my take on this show. And like, that's so exciting. Like it's literally kind of like a hall of fire, or even better yet, it's like the parlor in the Prancing Pony, where guests are just coming in and out, or the Green Dragon, right? You got travelers coming. That's what it is. It's the Green Dragon. You got travelers coming into the Green Dragon from near and far. They're going to Mickle Delving, and we're just sitting there. We'll have a beer in hand, and we'll get to hear whatever you have to say. And this is just it really is. We've always talked about this. We are the Middle Earth podcast for the people.
Yes, sir.
We always have been. We always have been, and we always will be. And this is just one way that we're trying to extend that and to include as many hobbits and wizards and elves and dwarves and orcs out there that want their voice to be heard. So we are amped. Even if you got to call in and you got to say something about my BO or the fact that I make this noise a lot, that's cool too. I'm game for all of that. I'm game for all of it.
No, so. Honestly, it's going to be fun. You know, it's one of those things. It's going to be a wild card or whatever. And obviously, if we get people, you know, who call in and are dropping like some crazy F-bombs, that will get cut. Obviously, like if there's anything crazy, we know, remember, we have kids listening.
We'll save it for ourselves.
Yeah, that will be live on YouTube. So that I can't control. There is sort of that fun element. Now, here's something else that I don't think folks have maybe considered up until right now, which is that you could be on an episode in which Post Malone calls in.
Imagine
a second that you said, you know what, I'm not going to call in this week. And that's the episode that Post Malone calls in on.
Okay.
And then you're, you know what I'm saying?
we've got all the minutia taken care of. Now for the real order of business. Guys, it's finally happened. An Unexpected Podcast has officially made contact. We've made contact. We haven't been in conversation. We've made contact with the one and only Post Malone. And so I think I might put this on our story and tag him just as like a peer pressure thing.
Sure.
And maybe even put a vote up there for uppers to vote. Like, should Post Malone come visit us and paintball? And I'm just going to read the message so that it's spoken into the universe so everyone hears it. Mr. Post Malone, we are a Middle Earth podcast for the people, really for the hobbits of this world. We love you, man. Before recording, we blast your music, sing it, and talk about how we've been on the road, which is a fantastic Lord of the Rings reference, by the way, that we imagine is intentional. We are reaching out because we'd love to have you on the show. We know you'll probably never read this because you, quote, don't get on the internet no more, quote. But we thought we'd give it a shot. When you're in Ohio, we should go paintballing, drink Bud Light, and record your Tolkien story. Cheers, and stay on the road. Get it. That's a lane.
That's unbelievable. That is a legitimate
That's an offer.
That's a legitimate DM right there.
And let me get you scared a little bit. He has a concert in Columbus.
Yeah.
In mid September.
I am scared. Because I think first of all, maybe we should go. I mean,
I know, I thought about it. Nosebleeds are like $200. I mean, if he wants to get us backstage, can you imagine going back? Oh my God.
He was like, look, guys, I can't come out and record, but you
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has to bring the mics back here, maybe. We
didn't. Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. Man, so anyway, contact has been made with the Meteor Man himself, with our aspiring Tom Bombadil, and we will see what happens. But we're having fun, guys. Like we were talking before, the energy is back, the fun is back, and I would caution people: be careful what you wish for. You know.
Yeah.
Like, be careful what you wish for, because Ez and Lane have returned.
I know.
All the same energy and passion that we had, maybe even more. As like I was telling you,
yeah,
I don't think I've been this excited for something Middle Earth related since Two Towers.
For sure.
You know, because yeah. I wasn't amped for Fellowship of the Ring. It took me by shock.
Yep,
so
yep.
My anticipation for the Two Towers, and then even like probably an Unexpected Journey. But since then, I have not had this level of excitement.
Right.
And anticipation, and I just feel giddy. Like I'm sorry I'm talking so much, and I'm sorry I'm like,
oh dude, that's stumbling over
my words.
Yeah.
I feel like a kid. I feel like a 13-year-old boy again who is just ready to get back into Middle Earth.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Dude,
my foot's
tapping over here. Like I'm just like it's really
sweaty,
crazy.
Yes.
I know. I'm up in the forge, and I you know by the like seriously sweating it out up here. I love it. And
are your palms sweaty?
My palms are sweaty, right?
Is there spaghetti on your sweater?
I didn't eat the spaghetti, but you don't want to mention too. Like, by the way, Post did. I mean, in his lyrics, he said right here, quote, "I just keep on hoping that you call me. You say you want to see me, but you can't right now." Right? I mean,
for us.
That's it. That's a quote in one of his songs.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That was released while we were doing the podcast. So
I can't believe that. I can't even believe that. I
want to throw that out there. But no,
he's singing to us.
He's singing to us. Yeah. Yeah, there's embedded messages. No, I mean, anybody out there, you know, it really just doesn't. I am so – who knows? I mean, again, it could be no one, but it also could be like a ton of people. No, I don't think there's any other Tolkien podcast doing this.
Let's be conservative and say there's probably – I can't imagine.
There might be.
There will be now. There will be now.
Yeah, darn
for
it.
For sure. And that's okay too. And that's okay
because we want
to give people.
Hey, I hope they give us a call.
Call into all of them. Call into all the Hobbit hotlines or the.
I hope Corey Olson calls in here flat out and says, "Hey, bud, I don't know. I don't know a Roy Olson.
You guys are.
Yeah, I hope he calls in here. And actually, you know, he's a good guy. So he's running.
What's that,
some...
Corey? We lost you. Sorry, you're breaking up.
Corey, you know, Silmarillion. I can't. All right. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, he's doing something
so fun.
It is a lot of fun, and that's the thing. You gotta remember that we're rowdy hobbits, and we just want to have a good time. And
well,
really,
don't the hobbits make fun of Gandalf? Don't the hobbits make fun of Gandalf
all the time? Yeah, dude.
That's what we're supposed to do. I'm sorry.
Also, I want to mention too is if you're considering calling in. So the one thing was you could be on an episode with Post or who knows, who else. But you also can come in and say like two things. Just, hey guys, I really liked it. Just wanted to call in. Don't have much to say about it, but like so far so good. Or guys, I'm out on this thing. Whatever you want to say, again, watch the negativity. But I don't want people to think they have to come in and like talk for 30 minutes or whatever.
No.
And actually, we might want to try to we want to try to get through some other people too. But
I'd say try to like 2 or 3 minutes, like the same thing that you would leave for a Google voicemail. But we'll be able to interact with you.
We get to interact.
Hopefully, more
stuff.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. And the other cool thing too, like I've thought about this in the back of my head. I don't know that they will listen, but maybe they'll have someone at some level who's involved with their social media listen. You could be, hopefully, like one of my ideas for this was that we could be feedback from normal everyday people for the people running the show.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they could always listen to those episodes too and think, all right, well, this is like it's like on the streets of Middle Earth kind of a deal where you're getting people's real reactions to every episode. And so anyway, so, I mean, there's the internet for that, but this will be a little more personal. You'll hear people's voices telling, their ideas and thoughts and reactions.
Well,
so
the other thing too is like, sometimes you as the showrunner or the director or whatever, you thought it was executed well and that it should make sense, but maybe someone missed it. That like it was so well hidden or something that you needed, a line that you needed to hear early on didn't land, it wasn't emphasized enough or whatever.
Yeah.
And then something didn't make sense. And then we're sitting here going, well, there was that line that was said there, and like, I didn't even hear that. You know what I mean? So that kind of stuff is good feedback. That's not bad at all. And I feel those things happen. And that's also why now the other thing too is these things are designed for they're architects, man. They have like 5 seasons planned out. So they are burying little nuggets in here to be found or things to grow later on. So that's pretty cool. But
I'm so excited.
I know. I'll tell you guys. So I think we got the just a couple more things here. We've got the show format down. So you guys got it, right? Thursday or Friday night, you're going to get that episode, the reaction, the circle, et cetera. And then Monday, it's all about you guys. Give us a call. Again, let me just throw that number. I just love hitting this number here. I'm going to make sure that's the right one. There we go.
Give him the wrong one.
740-263-7473. So make sure you give that number a call.
Do you think we could, like, especially if we just have a lot of fun with it and people engage and it just – or maybe even if it doesn't, it'd be even funnier. I think that's our next T-shirt idea.
Yeah.
Hotline 740.
Oh, my
gosh.
What
is it? What is the number? 263.
263-7473.
Yeah, that's on a shirt.
7473.
Let's do it.
I'm down. And you know what? The number, I'll put it live on YouTube too, because like some people, like you said, they're going to just be finding it through YouTube. So there's going to be like a number on there. This could be anybody we've never seen. You know, it could be they don't even know what a podcast is or whatever. Like, and just, all right, hey, I'm going to call in. So be a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. Yeah. Okay. So here's another thing. All right. Here's another thing I'm excited for, dude. Mm-hmm. And this has been a whirlwind of a process, but we talked about Into the Fire jewelry last episode, right?
Yeah.
How we just discovered who they were, like, because they posted the fact that their rings are the rings that were in on Gil-galad's fingers and Durin the Fourth's fingers in the posters and in the clips we've seen of them and stuff. So the crazy thing, I don't know if we talked about this last episode, but I did more digging because I have not been able to stop. I think last time we recorded, I didn't even know there were other. I didn't look into the other rings available because you were the one who was like, yeah, they're not all like $4,000 land. And I'm like, oh, cool. That's
right.
Awesome.
Some, yeah.
So I did. Yeah. I did more digging. Right. And the really cool thing about this is those rings I think it's cool anyway, that Gil-galad and Durin are wearing were rings 6 years ago.
Really?
These were rings that weren't made specifically for the show. And I'll tell you why I love that even more. I love it even more because this shows me that either they made a pitch to the showrunners the production crew, designers, whatever, or these people just started scouring for ringmakers, right?
Yeah.
And found them and thought, you know what? You don't have to change a dang thing. Now, another thing I thought about, and there's evidence of this, you don't have to change a dang thing. We want you just as you are, and we want these rings, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Another thing I thought about, too, is into the fire. Mm-hmm. Cast it into the fire. Destroy it.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
Okay. So their very name is – I mean, like you'd say that's any ring, right, dude? You have to put it – but I'm thinking that's an homage, a nod to Middle-Earth, Lord of the Rings right off the bat. And then I looked real deep into their Instagram archives, and they specialize in these skull rings, which are just super gnarly, like biker, rocker, detailed skull rings, and they're beautiful. Like if I could pull off a skull ring, I'd probably get one of those,
right?
But it's not really my jam. They created one of these skull rings that was Sauron's mask.
What? Hold
Sauron's,
on.
Not masks. Yeah. Sauron's helmet. And this was, I can't remember what year. I want to say like 2018 or something. So within the period of time where they would have been searching for, okay, who can help us bring this vision of Middle Earth to life?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So for one thing, I want to kind of contact these jewelers and ask if they would want to record at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
During the run of the show.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe we could do a recording. We've talked about this for so long, doing a recording with my dad in his like shed.
Yes, yes.
Remember how we talked about doing that for an episode, a reread episode?
Mm-hmm.
But so the reason I want to include my dad is, so all this spiraled, right? You mentioned they had other rings. I love the aesthetic. I started looking again, and I'm like, holy crap, wow, some of these are really cool. And yeah, they're like $300, but I mean, like, this is so awesome. And so I started looking, and I found one that I found four originally. I was sending you these messages back and forth. I'm like, oh, there's four, dude, and I just cannot pick. And then I got down to two, and then I got down to one. And I'm like, my dad loves jewelry. He loves rings and stuff, and like especially stuff that looks really like rustic and old world and things like that, which these rings are. If you haven't still checked them out, please go check them out. Into the Fire Jewelry on Instagram, mm-hmm. and then their website you can get to from there, or just search them on Google. And so I showed him. I'm like, Dad, check out these rings. I'm like, these are the guys who are making, or these are the guys and girls, the supplier, the jewelers who are making the rings for the show.
Yeah.
And and they picked like rings that were already made. They just thought they looked so perfect they didn't even have to create new rings. And he starts looking. He's like, wow, those are amazing. And I could tell Dad was like, he was impressed. When he's impressed, he's, you know it, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so anyway, like a couple of days ago, Dad was like, why don't you pull that page up? We're going to get those rings. I was like,
wow.
What? He was like, I want that one. And whatever one you want, a birthday present, man. Get your birthday present.
Wow,
I'm like, Dad,
man.
I was like, you really don't have to do that. I'm like, that's
right.
A little too generous, man. I said, I can buy my own. It's not a big deal. He was like, no, he's like, let's do this. Let's do it. We'll have matching ring, or not matching rings. We'll have, you know, rings from the same people who are, who have made these for the show.
Cause
he's amped. My dad's getting amped for this.
Is he good? Okay.
He is. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, if you insist, I'll do it. He's like, you know, when I pass on, man, you'll have my ring too. I'm like, okay, Dad, he's so cool. He's like, he's all about leaving, like, you know,
legacy,
legacy and stuff like that.
Yep.
And so I was like, all right. So happened today, as it happened tonight.
What?
Before I came out here. To record,
man. Okay.
Yeah, my dad was like, "Hey, let's pull that up. Let's pull the trigger," and we did. So my dad got the I can't remember now. I can't remember what his ring is called, but it's the most rough looking one. It's absolutely beautiful, and I went with the Silver Knight ring. So as of right now, Lane Smith and Joel Smith have purchased rings from the jewelers.
That's
right?
Awesome. It's
another one of those unexpected things. Like I told Dad, because we were both like, man, I'm so excited for this ring. He's like, dude, I'm so excited. I was like, it's just something I didn't even expect. Like, cause I have the chain for my necklace that has all of the charms for my kids and for Sarah that I wear like all the time when I'm not with my family. I go back to work and stuff like that. I like to carry them around my neck. The chain I have is the chain that was made for the Lord of the Rings trilogy that Frodo uses to carry the One Ring.
Right.
And
I
bought it from the jewelers who made those props. Right. And so I have something from the original trilogy, and now I've got like a ring And dude, it is so sick. It reminds me of something Aragorn would wear. Like if they had a vision or interpretation of Aragorn for the show, like this would be the ring that he would wear.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're just go check them out. They're beautiful. They are expensive, but when you consider they're made old world style, I think it takes like 30 days to even get to you because they make these rings. Like they're not mass produced. They're made individually, obviously. I guess most rings are probably like that, but old world style, you can get three different finishes. There's like a rustic, an antique, and a polished. So even each ring can look different from the same type of ring and a different finish. And they're sterling silver or they're pure gold. So like they're made from high quality. And I have a feeling too, I wanted to order it now because either I was going to order it before my dad even offered, because I have a feeling they're going to blow up. They're going to blow up and people are going to discover them and people are going to, like, I don't know if they'll sell out of certain styles or something.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, they won't be able to keep up because they're absolutely beautiful. So again, long-winded plug for them, but go check them out. I'm amped, but it's one of those unexpected things, like a token, right? A token that's going to, I'll always look down at that ring and remember us starting this journey four years ago or whatever it was.
Oh yeah.
And us making it to this point and diving into this show and a whole new era of Middle Earth. And
it's worth the plug because the show is literally called The Rings of Power.
Like
plural. And this is what it's all about.
Yes.
They are into the fire jewelry. Like, honestly, I went and looked even more as we're talking. And every time I do, I'm just sort of like Jason Momoa. He's partnered with them. There's so many.
They've got big endorsements.
Big names. They are huge, guys. And they are really
a lot of musicians.
Solid.
Here's another thing. All right. And I put this on our story. It's already out there. But in looking on this page, I discovered that one of their – so I thought to myself, okay, if some of these rings they're using were already made – that's interesting. And then I was looking through and I saw one that was just this big gold band.
Yeah.
That had this hammered exterior and polished interior, like the inside of the ring. And it's called the Ring of Power.
Is it really called the Ring of Power? Wow.
It's called the Ring of Power. And I thought to myself, wow, I wonder if the ring is hidden in plain sight right in front of our faces, which would be such a one Ring of Power thing to do.
There it is. I get it. Wow. That's unbelievable.
To me, I'm like, holy crap. First of all, it's huge. It looks like it could just slide right on Sauron's finger and be totally at home. I love the rugged, like hammered, old world, aesthetic of it as well.
Yep.
And then I had this thought thinking, so I posted that in our story and, I think I put it on our feed and they liked it. They liked the post.
Let's go. Good. Cool.
I think it's a little nugget. Maybe not. They could also do something different for the One Ring, but like, it's cool to speculate and think, is this what we're going to see forged, the One Ring to rule them all?
Yeah.
And then I had a thought too. I'm like, man, that would be, cause I'm looking at it. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong because it would be really hard to, I don't know what they'll do with the script that he, you know, the ring verse that he puts on the ring, right? Will we see it? Will it be something that comes through and shines when he's wearing it or not? If it does, it's going to look kind of weird with all that hammering effect. And then I thought to myself, the inside is polished. What if that's where the hidden secret letters are that only Flame can reveal, or that only Sauron himself, when he wears it, when they're able to be seen, like when it's on his finger on the inside of the ring.
That would be a cool take. That would be cool. Yeah, that'd be different.
Yeah.
I mean, here's something else. I was just thinking, like, you look at how rugged that is, and you think to yourself, maybe someone, I mean, what, we don't know actually what, like whether or not he took a ring that looks rugged like that, that maybe had some other
someone else's?
Who knows where that bad boy comes from. Maybe, what I mean? Maybe it's a first age relic of some sort of major powerful thing that he's bringing forth.
And mingles his blood in there. Maybe he does a little reforging of it.
Yeah, so we see it like this, right? In plain, like you said, in plain sight, maybe with somebody or whatever, who knows? It's just there, and then it gets to him. We don't even know where he's at, by the way. That the coolest thing about this whole thing is that we've got like the stranger, we've got a figure who looks like a Sauron who's not for sure. Right, we've got Eminem. We don't know where he's at. I mean, this is cool. I mean, that we don't know. And So I don't know. It's all really intriguing. So I'm excited to see where this ring comes into play and who it is. I was just looking at Gil-galad trying to figure out if it was one of the, you know, like he's got a bunch of gold, he's got a bunch of gold rings like on there. I was like, wait, what's he got going on? But his are more polished up. So we'll have to be searching for that on screen.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm so excited, man. And then like we were talking before too about all the little snippets they're releasing, you know, the banter between Elrond is becoming more and more real. Amareo is making him more and more real to me. That clip they have, the conversation where he says, you know, I'd half expected you to show up caked in blood, caked in mud. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, more like frostbite and troll blood. Like just the banter back and forth that we'll have, the conversations. We don't really see much of that, like the dialogue between Elrond and Galadriel in the films.
No. Right.
And so it'll be, and we get a little bit at the White Council, but it's all very serious, and it's mostly Saruman and Galadriel going back and forth. So it'll be interesting to see their relationship kind of hashed out.
You're right.
So
exciting. There's so much. There's so many different dynamics going on there. And explaining the what was the region, was it the Sothrons? Like their sort of their backstory and being on the wrong side of the war. That's out there, folks. I mean,
I know
that's also real, and that's also kind of relatable to a lot of, depending on which war, where, what region of the world you're talking about. But like being deceived and just everything. I was like, hold on a second. That is something.
And then
you also look at the young boy who's in that. You look at all the different things going on there.
See you. And like how they've had to fight for everything they have. And we see the old guy again. Have you heard of Sauron, lad? Like chopping up meat. Just these little clips that I'm like, man, it's going to be, I just cannot wait. And then the revelation that elven city that we've seen, it's kind of like that circling pan, and we're like, what is that? Rivendell? What is this? Is this somewhere in Valinor? And we kind of see that it's, or get the hint anyway, that it's Lindon, and it's where Gil-galad is. And then also like the Numenorean stuff, we got kind of more bits and pieces there that, as the actors and actresses are talking about the state of Numenor, that it's fractured and that there are people who are kind of,
I love that.
Split apart, and we're like, okay, so we had kind of tried to figure out what stage of Numenor we were going to find. So that makes me think even more that Pharazon is our Pharazon, right?
For sure.
And that we're going to see his taking of power or whatever, and him defeating Sauron, and then that we're much closer to that whole cult, black cult, and infiltration that Sauron has than we thought before. Maybe like a more focused period of like the tipping point of Numenor than kind of seeing it through the ages. So that'll be interesting too.
Yeah, because like as you look, I was talking. So you look at the kings and queens or whatever, like the 1 through 25. There are 25 of them, right? Kings and queens depicted or listed, and some of them we've got like our Pharazon. We have him, and then before that we've got Tar Palantir. Right, or Palantir, how do you say it? So as the 24th, and so you're starting sort of there at the back end, but you have these different factions, and whether it's Tar, T-A-R, or A-R, you know, they're dropping the T depending on which faction they're kind of associating with. Like, are they, you know, pro elf, are they not, etc. So that was cool to see that. In the whole thing. So that's just a little bit of the research I was trying to go back and say, okay, what is up with all the different labelings in front of their names? You know, why Tar? Why the switch to AR? And then there's
for a long while.
You know, like let's see, number 19 or 18 through 25. There's only one who kind of goes with that sort of, I don't even know what you would call it, like the title or
prefix almost to their name.
Right. So that goes with T-A-R. And
wow. And that's like showing an allegiance to elves or not.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's so cool. See, like all this stuff that we're going,
we're going to learn. Like you said, we don't wait around in these pools. Like, it's not something that
it's not how we came into the world.
To the, what's her name? The Akala Bethy? What's her name?
Listen to that,
fall asleep. I mean, it's just listing off all these different names, and I'm sort of like, cool.
Oh,
but it's wild. So So, you know, first, I mean, if anything, Lane, like some of the first stage stories are more fun and more more fleshed out.
Fleshed out, yeah.
You know, and, it's and like
narrative.
There's
yeah.
There's nothing mm-hmm. here, yep. and I'm sort of like, wow. So, but the little that is there, they are incorporating, and so that's pretty cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
And then also seeing it through these clips that like we you know had been told and also assumed that our main character was going to be Galadriel and we were going to follow her, but to really see that you know she is going to be our through line. And then also just to the more and more I see of Morfydd Clark, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
She is going to kill it, man.
Yeah,
I mean, she already has. I mean, like the what's in the can that we're seeing to me just from trailers, I'm like, man, I'm getting like young Galadriel. I buy it. I'm in. I can't wait to see where it goes. And like captivating performance. So she and Arondir are my two, and the orcs. I am so excited for those three characters. And then who knows? I'm sure that I'll be surprised by so many others.
And I think, you know, and I'm going to hold out on this. So, first of all, Daniel Wayman, the Stranger, going to be something special.
Yeah, boy, of course.
Something special. But also, Celebrimbor, baby. Charles Edwards, I've been shouting him out. And he's a great actor. He's a good actor. I'm excited to see that. Also, Emma Horvath's character is like brand new. We don't know anything about that character.
I know.
She looks intriguing.
And then all the Harfoots. And, dude, I was thinking about Harfoot. I'm like, Harfoot? Mm-hmm. Dude, that's like linguistically like taking back hairy foot to hair foot to hard foot.
Yeah.
Which would be like going back down the line of Hobbit. I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah. Yes, that
like,
is.
That actually makes a lot of sense. And the fact that the Harfoot and like the derivation of that word is very, very interesting to think about. But and then the Harfoots are going to be incredible to explore as well. And you know, we haven't met the Yetwives yet. Like, who knows? Maybe one of those will steal our heart. And it's just absolutely,
yeah. It's
rife, man. It's rife with possibility.
Let me leave you guys one more thing because we wanted to keep this short. We got all the show stuff there at the front, right? Like we have these Harfoots, or we have these. You know, we've got Poppy Proudfellow, we've got Brandy Foot, and so on. There is a character, and I can't pronounce her name. I apologize. Never come across this individual before. I can't pronounce like half their names, so that's anybody's name. I'm terrible. But the description, if you just go look up the cast, she's listed as just Hobbit. And, you know, like not I mean, again, that could be a mistake, right? It could be someone, whatever. Sure. Yeah. But it made me think, are they going to switch over? And eventually, are we going to, by five seasons,
will we see the evolution of that name?
Are we going to see somebody take on the name Amahat? Like, are they going to say I'm a Hobbit and define what that is and sort of branch off from this group or something?
Totally. Or maybe like as they enter Eriador, right? They become they were Harfoots before in the wild kind of wandering or whatever, and now they become hobbits. Like they're more domesticated or settled or something like
settled,
that.
Settled, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Well, we see the evolution of the term.
That would be wild. And then be some reason to where, you know, they're separated from the Ents and the out of the lists and different stuff. Dang.
Wow. Leave it
so
to Payne and McKay, man.
So much
leave
potential.
It to them.
Yeah. So, but hey, by the way, we mentioned Post would be calling in. Who knows? Yeah. Payne and McKay might phone in as well. So
I mean, we have that Twitter message saved from, was it Payne or McKay? I don't even remember.
It was McKay. Yeah, but
it was McKay, and he said, "When the time is right, we'd love to talk." And so, I mean, should we hold him to the fire?
Hey,
and
Hobbit Hotline is open, is what we'll say. Hey, it's wide open.
Can you imagine?
That's the thing I'm saying. Don't be shying away from calling in because you know you might end up on one of those episodes where those guys call in. So it'd be kind of fun, you know.
It'd be unreal. That'd be unreal. I'm ready for it. Let's make it happen.
Maybe Joe Rogan will call in. Who knows?
An unexpected journey indeed, my friend.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So, all right, friends. Well, hey, just again, looking forward to that. We'll have our initial reaction, have the circle, and then we're going to have that Hobbit Hotline and then Peeking in the Palantir. It's going to be just a fun ride, just an absolute fun ride. So
yeah,
you guys, are going to be in for a treat. So, all right, friends. Hey, don't forget, by the way, also, if you're new here, go check out the Instagram at Uptalkin' Tolkien. You can follow us over there. Follow us over on Twitter. The Facebook group's still lit. There's people posting in there, people joining. Wow. There's kind of a renewed energy in there, which is really
great.
Cool to see.
That's great.
You guys can also send us in something at anunexpectedpod@gmail.com, right? So yeah. You guys can send that in there as well. And we're taking, you know, Tolkien stories still. And, you know, also some thoughts too, you know, because we might, you know, it's something after the show's over, who knows if we got a whole bunch of those littered in there and people with thoughts on the show, by golly, I might just go through and read them and say, here you go. You know what I mean?
So. If the Hobbit Hotline ain't lighting up, if it ain't blinging, then we should just read some of those comments.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a great way to fill that time, but don't make us do that. Like,
don't make us
call in and
don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Get in. The water is fine. The feet are hairy. The bubbles are flowing. I mean, it's great. It's like the dwarves taking a bath in the little pond at or the reflection pool at Rivendell.
Oh,
it's
my
open
gosh.
To everyone.
Weren't they all taking a bath over there at Crick Hollow Cottage or something? Weren't
a
they
bath,
all?
A brew, and Woo! A conspiracy too, my friend. Man,
get
yeah, slapping butts with towels and saying, "Hey, water's fine. Come on in.
Don't worry, it's all coordinated."
That's all coordinated. You remember I envisioned it as like a shower? For some reason,
a
locker room shower. I don't know why. Maybe that's. I don't want to get into that. I guess. Maybe
well, again, the reason that the reason sort of. They didn't go to the Old Forest was simply the debacle at Crick Hollow. I mean, they were like, we don't have the money and the budget to afford the coordinator for this.
Oh, so you know,
ridiculous.
Oh man!
Do you think somewhere out there, like Billy and Dom, like they did a little Crick? I mean. You know, they did their own interpretation of that or something. They could do that and make millions. I mean, they could go out there and just do their own little thing. It'd be hilarious.
I think they need to do it now, like a fan film. Someone needs to call up Billy and Dom and make it a part of their podcast or whatever. They can build it up. And yes, let's see the lost tapes from the Crick Hollow Cottage.
Gosh.
That would be amazing.
That'd be sick. All right.
Hey, you know, the darndest thing happened, dude. The day after we recorded last week when we talked about Charlotte Hinton and Dr. Bean Coffee Company, I got a box of coffee in the mail.
No.
So I have coffee for you.
Oh,
and
bless
I need
her.
To just either mail it to you or
I'll come get
arrange a drop-off or something. So don't forget about Dr. Bean Coffee Company. Also, don't forget about Casey's Candles, right? Firelight Fable Candle Company.
Fire it up.
Go fire it up. I don't know if that promo code's still – we haven't talked to her for a while, if it's still working. But regardless, it doesn't matter. Go check out some candles. Like, we don't need
sick.
Any – yeah, we don't need anything from that promotion. Just go check it out and support her. She's got and she's releasing new scents all the time, and they're the best candles you can buy. Like, they're at least no – there's nothing better out there I've ever found. So,
well,
truly,
hey,
like, they truly are amazing.
I mean, maybe – I don't know. Maybe we can talk her into doing some Numenorean, you know, run or something. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, not that
can
she
could
say Numenorean, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Something
yeah.
Careful there.
Salty fantasy is what she could call
salty
it, something like that, right? Or salt sea
someone
fantasy.
Someone needs to hire you, like, as
oh,
a slogan.
I already had it, man. It's Salty Fantasy, SEA. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize what
it.
I was
you
doing.
You had
there.
It all. Yeah. Gee,
maybe it's accidental. Maybe all my gimmicks are accidental and I don't even realize it. Probably.
Wow.
But all anyway, right. Yeah. And we love you guys. Thank you for all your support as always. And yeah, remember, as we said, two episodes, you wouldn't hear from us until the show. And then an episode ago, we said this was the last one.
It's unexpected.
It's unexpected. Even for us.
Yeah, yep. Even for us. So just be ready. I think we will let this one kind of just simmer and carry you guys into the show because we're going to be coming in with a lot of energy. And we want you guys hyped too. So please come in and check it out and call us, write us, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys soon. We'll see you on September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, sometime in there. Hit us up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. If you like the old podcast, don't forget to subscribe, like us, write that review, leave a comment, or send us a shadow fax.
We'll see you in a couple weeks, guys, with this show, the beginning of a brand new journey. And remember, Sauron lives.
so dark that he lives, you know?
I know it is. I kind of like it.
I like it too.
I like that we went from Frodo lives back in time to Sauron lives.
Yeah. It's oof.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.